pretty tricky anyways.
Well, there you are. You got my message?
I made it.
We're gonna bring this meeting to order. Tuesday, May 21st, 2019, at 6 p.m. We all please stand and say the pledge of allegiance to the flag.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, Gary, please.
Joe.
Here.
Wes.
Here.
Roy.
Here.
Richard.
Here.
Ken.
Yes, here.
Okay, introduction of guests and port staff. We'll start with you, Travis, or Danielle, and then we'll go to Travis and come this way, and then we'll go to the audience.
Danielle Shepherd, administrative assistant.
Travis Webster, harbor master.
Gary Dillinger, port manager.
Martha Rice, legal counsel.
Ken Ranger.
Richard Heath.
Roy Davis.
That's Russ Shelley.
Joe Spear.
Okay, Ray, we're gonna start with you in the back.
Raymond Mann, Brookings Harbor, USA.
Dan Frazier, Brookings.
Matt Hokumer, Brookings.
Carrie Schultz.
Just plain Al.
Hi, Al.
Sharon Hartung.
Gary Arden.
All right, thanks everybody for coming. And if you could, please, if you already have not, please turn your cell phones to silent mode or off. For some reason, mine will not turn off tonight. I brought it with me. It's in the back room. I apologize if it rings. Okay, there are some modifications and additions and changes to the agenda. On action items, on action item A, we're going to strike that from the agenda. That still is not ready for presentation. We are going to add under action items, it will become the alphabet F, and it has to do with new signs at the boat basin ramps. Other than that, there are no further altercations to be had to the agenda. So, can I get a motion to accept the changes to the agenda?
I move to accept the agenda. Second.
Gary, roll call, please.
Ken.
Yes.
Richard.
Yes.
Roy.
Yes.
Wes.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes.
Okay, at this time, this gives the board, the commissioners, to declare any potential conflict of interest for tonight's meeting. Do we have any, Ken?
No.
Richard?
No.
Roy, no. Justin?
No.
No. Joe, no. Okay. We've already done the approval of the agenda as amended. We now go to public comments. I have only one I see before me tonight. That's from Sharon Hartung. Would you like to stand at the podium, Sharon, and speak, please?
Okay, good evening. And the board, on page, this is going to be an agenda item. It's going to be on the rates for the warrant on page 39. On there, there's going to be an increase of 12%, and it states that it's for electric trash and the dredging, for included the 5% for the annual increase, and then the other 7% for trash and electric. And if you look on page 47, it states power and water, but it doesn't have any mention of trash. I mean, are we going to include that somewhere? And the other thing I would like to know is the people that do not have electric, are they also having an increase for trash? It doesn't state anywhere to that effect. Anyway, it was just a question, and then another question I have for you on the electric would be to Mr. Dillinger, is when you did the percentage for the electric for the 2 years, hopefully maybe you added in people like myself that don't do electric, but now we're going to be able to do electric because we're being charged for it anyway. So hopefully the port won't end up with a overage in electric bills that are first 5% or whatever didn't include. Anyway, that was just another question I needed answered. And the other thing that I have is a non-agenda item. And some time ago, the port gave the Department of Justice authority to go through the port records. I don't know if there's any updates on that at this time that you can give to the public. We don't know if it's an ongoing thing still or if it has been settled. Hopefully, yeah, we'd be able to get an answer one way or the other. And that's all I have for this evening. Thank you.
Sharon, since the Department of Justice is not on the agenda, I will take time on line 9 during commissioner reports. I will give you what we have, which
you.
Is not enough to fill up a sewing temple, but I will give you what we have.
Okay, well, at least it's just an update.
Yeah, I will speak on that during my turn in commissioner comments if the board agrees with that.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, Sharon, for your comments.
You're welcome.
So we're going to move on to consent items for the Tuesday, April 16th, 2019 regular meeting. Can we get an approval of the regular meeting minutes?
I'll approve them. I will approve the regular meeting minutes.
Do a second?
Second.
Gary?
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Wes?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Roy?
Abstain. I was not here, I do not believe.
You were not here.
I was not here, no.
No. I was.
I'd have traded places with you.
No.
Managers' reports, financial report, Gary, for April 2019.
All right, does the commissioners have any questions on the financial report?
Any questions, Richard?
No.
Wes?
No.
Joe? No. Okay, can we get an approval to approve the financial report for April 2019?
I make a motion to approve the financial report for April 16, 2019.
Second that. Gary?
Joe?
Yes.
Wes?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Manager's report, alphabet B. Port Manager's report for April 2019.
Does the board have any questions on my manager's report?
Ken?
No.
Richard?
I know that on the log from that security, we have two or more repeat offenders, three or four time offenders.
I think they're parking issues.
Well, we had talked about that at one of our previous meetings. We were going to do something about that. I don't know what to do, but it seems to me that if we're going to have people that are repeat offenders, we need to figure out how to fix that. Even if it's no more than to issue some sort of a denial of opportunity here or something, saying you're no longer allowed to use port property for however many days.
Right.
I fully agree with Richard. Do you have any input on that, Gary, at all?
Yeah, I've talked to Thomas actually yesterday, and we talked about earlier after you guys talked about this, after the third offense, they get trespassed on the port.
Correct.
When they get trespassed, they do have opportunity to come see me and talk about it. So that's what I've instructed Thomas to do.
Is Thomas the authority to trespass?
Sure, he is.
Okay.
Okay. That's the only question I have.
Okay. Leslie?
Are you able to cite them are you or any of our port staff able to issue a citation?
You gotta be careful using the word citation.
That's a citation. I'm asking, can you issue a citation?
I think we are able to do that based on our port ordinance.
That might be something that we might want to do and let the judge figure it out instead of us messing with it. But
it's a road we're gonna have to go down. You know, if some of you guys want to start implementing it, we're gonna have to talk about it, come up with a system, come up with how we're gonna do it. You know, I mean, it's. I wish it was as easy as say write him a citation and let the judge handle it, but it's not that easy.
No, so, but I mean, if we get that into play, fire departments can write citations for parking in the red zone, parking in handicap, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it goes to the court, and the court deals with it. So, something to just consider, that's all.
Yeah, right now, so when they get trespassed, if they show up again, Thomas can call the sheriff and get him for trespassing.
Well, I can call the sheriff and get him, you know, anyone you can call.
Well, once they're written up as trespass, and they come on the port property, they actually get arrested.
Then it goes into the court system.
Yes, right.
But so would a citation immediately, if, you know what I mean, to just cut this out. This is a waste of your time, a waste of the taxpayers' money, it's a waste of everything. So just an idea, if it's possible, being a port authority, if you guys can just write a citation. I mean, it's not like you're gonna be the bad guys, right? You're already the bad guys for asking them to leave in the first place. So you might as well just cite them and let the law be the law, instead of having Thomas come out three times for $500 each or whatever it is, you know. We need to put an end to this, some of this stuff.
As a guy that's gonna be out there writing the citation probably to the person,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna have to talk about that a lot.
Sure.
I'm not gonna be, not gonna say I'm not, but there's gonna have to be a lot of things discussed before I go out and start writing citations to people.
Yeah, my preference would be if we're gonna have citations issued, that Thomas call the sheriff department, have the deputy write the ticket, then he gets to write the report, and we get to talk to the DA and carry it through, and then we don't have to do that.
Okay, then.
And like I said, it's a lot we're gonna have to talk about. We're gonna have to talk to the sheriff about it. You know, we all know you can call, doesn't mean somebody's coming. You know, and what happens when that person's no longer on port property? You know, like, there's a lot we're gonna have to, there's a lot.
I understand.
And, you know, I mean, if it's something we're gonna do, we're gonna have to really take a look at how much time and manpower we're gonna devote our manager and staff to putting towards this, or, you know, if we just trespass them. You know, we have a system, it's not bulletproof right now, but we do have a system that, in the end, we'll get them in front of a judge if they decide to keep doing it.
Okay, I understand. Well, if night security then is in charge of trespassing them, then they should write the citation. Somebody needs to write a citation to quit
and
the games.
And just so you guys know, we are talking to night security and we are ironing out these things. You know, we just got third one. Got to do it. I don't care what it is.
Sure.
I don't care what their excuse is. It's got to happen. So
good.
Well, there's some instances where it's going to be the first offense. Like if they're dumpster diving or something silly, we told Thomas, you just trespass them. If they argue with you, trespass them. They can still come to me. I can waive the trespass if I feel like it or need to, whatever. So anyways, that's how we're kind of proceeding.
We're kind of telling them to be a little trespass heavy. They can come talk to us.
Yeah.
But that's where we're at right now.
I'm reluctant to bring this up, but do we have a list of flagrant offenses for which you can be trespassed on the first go round?
No, we don't. There is an ordinance. We do have an ordinance that lists all kinds of things. I mean, it's verbal. I have to pull the ordinance out to give you every single thing. But there is a resolution. I shouldn't say ordinance. There's a resolution that spells out what they can be trespassed for.
You guys document names, license plates, things like that, so we know Or is it just, hey, I slide under three times?
Go ahead.
Yeah, the parking violations, they try to get the license, well, they do get the license plate. I don't know if they physically get the driver's license number and all that stuff, because the vehicle, I mean, the driver may not be there, it could be just the vehicle, so.
Sure.
They do try to get names and stuff on the reports.
A suggestion at least would be a license number, a picture of the vehicle. Everybody's got a cell phone.
Right.
Snap a picture, we got it. Documentation.
They do take pictures of the.
Perfect.
Of the.
Okay.
License plate with the tag on it.
Travis, if you have no law enforcement authority, right?
No.
So anything you do as a citizen's arrest, if you were going to issue a citation, is that considered an arrest? I get California and Oregon law confused, so that's why I'm asking. In California, you issue a citation, that's an arrest, and when they sign the document, it's
It depends on what they're being arrested. It depends on what you're being cited for. You can issue a criminal citation. You can issue citations that aren't criminal, that are just monetary penalties.
And if we wanted to go down that road, Travis could write those type of citations?
I'd have to look more closely at who is specifically given that authority. He does currently have the title of Harbor Master, so I'm not sure what the statutes say about.
Personally, I don't think Travis should be issuing citations. It gets too confrontational in the right situations. It's,
we would have to take that to the next step. We'd have to talk to the district attorney. Talk to him a little bit about, so you know, if our employees are going to be writing citations, what does that mean? As opposed to night security in the sheriff's department writing citation, that's entirely different.
It'd be much better to have night security write the citation. That's what we're paying them for. So if instead of just driving around, go and get out of here, they should be the ones to show up in court. They should be the ones to, that's what we're paying them for. So that would be, I understand your position very much. I wouldn't want to write them either. Matter of fact, I never wrote one in my entire career. Didn't want to. But if we're paying someone to secure our facility, then they certainly should do something. So that's it.
Okay,
we're
getting started.
Yeah, I got us on a rabbit trail right there.
I mean, if the board wants to put this on the agenda to have a really long discussion, I don't necessarily want to see that happen, but if any of the board wants to be on the agenda, we'll ask Gary. I don't see a need for it. My outlook on it is I don't want to see any employee issuing any citations. They don't have training. They don't have any self-defense mechanisms. And there are other mechanisms besides guns, there's batons, there's pepper sprays, all kind of little gadgets out there. But I don't think our employees should be out there amongst the criminal element issuing citations. I agree fully with Wes and Ken that night security is our, and Richard said, our night security, Tom or his employees, go-to people for violations and citations or what have you. They're trained. They have protective mechanisms that they can use against, you know, combative, confrontative people. So with that being said, can we get a motion to accept the court manager report?
I'll make a motion we accept the court manager's report. I'll
second. Gary, roll call, please.
Joe.
Yes.
Wes.
Yes.
Roy.
Yes.
Richard.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Harbor Master report. Travis.
Kind of the same thing. Do you guys have any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
The agenda that we have now is not the same one I had earlier. In that agenda, and I may be in the wrong location, but there was the accident, the boat hit the dock down there, and we turned it in to the insurance company, and it was $11,000, $12,000. Mm-hmm. I was a little confused in the way that when I read that, the most we are out is $5,000, isn't it? With what we have to pay SDA, our deductible on the insurance?
Yes, I guess insurance.
Insurance. Property damage is $5,000 deductible.
Okay, we have to pay the $5,000, but anything in addition is being paid by his insurance or
our insurance.
SDA?
Right, our insurance. Okay. They didn't have insurance. Driver had no insurance.
So do we impound the boat or anything of that nature?
The boat's already impounded.
Yeah, that's a separate case.
Yeah, that's a separate issue.
Okay.
We are turning in the cost estimates to the DA. I'm not exactly sure how it gets handled from there, but we are turning the numbers into the DA so they can, I don't know how, what they apply to it, Marcy. I don't know what they do with it, but we're turning the numbers into them.
Yeah, okay. For the hearing.
I bet the most the port should be out is $5,000.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
Any other discussion from the board on the Harbor Master Report? Questions?
I move to approve the Harbor Master Report.
I'll second that. Gary, roll call, please.
Wes?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Okay, on action items A, that's been stricken from the records, that audit is not ready for presentation yet, so we'll move to action item B, which is SDIS, Group Employee Insurance Program, fiscal year 2019 through 20. Gary?
If I may, on A, on the audit, we hope to have that ready in probably in a week or two, so I'll be asking for a special meeting to get that approval.
Great.
So we want to get that behind us. Okay, on B, so every year, July 1st, the health care for the port employees gets renewed, and sometimes the rates go up, sometimes they stay even, sometimes they go up a lot. So this year it's going up 8%. Last year it went up 2%, and the year before that I think it was zero. So anyways, I'm asking for permission to proceed with the same insurance at an 8% increase. We already have, that 8% increase is already in the budget. It's already forecasted in the budget that we approved last week.
And we got two employees?
We added, yeah, two full-time employees and two part-time employees.
Yes. The part-time gets health insurance too?
No.
Full-time.
Just full-time.
I don't know exactly what that pertains to, but I think going over to talk over to them.
Is there any other discussion on the action item B, Wes?
No.
Joe?
So in next year, what I like to do is just check their rates. So we'll do several months prior to this, we'll be checking their rates just to make sure we're still getting a good deal. This year we didn't have much chance to do it. We did do some quick checking, but the comparable insurance and stuff, it was going to be a less coverage for employees.
I would think you did a better deal with the group.
I would too. But we need time to study it and look over all these different plans. It's hard to get apples to apples in these health plans.
It's hard to just read those and figure out what you're getting.
Right.
So could we get a motion on that?
Motion to approve continuing with the existing SDIS healthcare plan for the employees for fiscal year 2019-20.
Can I get a second?
I second it.
Gary, roll call, please.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Wes?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Action item C, Business Oregon IFA extra payments. Gary?
All right. I'm asking for permission to pay extra payments if we have the funds to IFA each quarter, $10,000 each quarter, so it'd be $40,000 in the year to pay back the suspended payments back in when the tsunami happened in 2011.
To catch the late payments up.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes. Now what happens paying that off earlier than you had thought?
Well, it's not so much paying it off, we're catching up. We're behind right now. So the idea is to catch up those missed payments and get caught up, and then we're not at the end of the...
So our end dates are end dates.
Yeah, the end dates are the end dates. Well, the end dates can't move, so if we don't catch up, we're going to have to pay a bigger last payment for the principal. So we want to... To me, it'd be a smart move to knock it off a little bit at a time.
The state deferred our payments during the tsunami. So was there eight of them, Gary? Six of them?
There were six of them.
Six, okay.
Yeah, there's some confusion between six or seven, but we, Kim and I figured out it was only six payments that were missing, so, yeah.
So can we get a motion for Gary's?
I make a motion to approve the expenditure when funds are available to repay the missed payments during the reconstruction of the port of March 11, 2011 tsunami.
I'll second that.
Gary, roll call, please.
Richard.
Yeah.
Ken.
Yes.
Roy.
Yes.
Wes.
Absolutely.
Joe.
Yes.
Okay, action item D is the procurement approval for boatyard fence.
Okay, now. All right, so that's what Ken was asking about on the boatyard fence. So let's go back and...
Actually, I was asking about the one where the boat was in reverse and took out the docks.
Oh.
I thought that one was in the other report.
That happened, I think, in April, so I don't think we have it in either report. But
oh, yeah, it happened this month.
In May.
We're talking about April in this meeting.
Yeah. But in that case, we're not out of any money, we hope, because we believe the insurance is going to pick up everything. Their insurance. Or the boat owner. One of the two.
That's for the boat that backed into the docks.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're still on action item D, procurement approval for the boatyard fence.
Yeah. So
I don't want to get the audience
confused. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So this issue, the car, we had a vehicle drive through a boatyard fence and struck one of the boats on stands, and struck it pretty hard. Actually broke the keel and did some major damage to the boat. The boat was already hauled out for unseaworthiness. So, and it's a boat that's basically going to be becoming a port boat because the owner's refusing to talk to us. I sent a letter to him telling him what happened, asked him for 10, you know, respond in 10 days, but he never responded. So
how fast was this car going? You go through a chain link fence, you got to be, that's not just a casual.
Probably. The police report didn't really say how fast she was traveling, but she never put the brakes on. So it was probably 40 plus.
I don't think so, because he put a chain link fence and then to penetrate that and hit it hard enough to break the keel on the boat and knock it off the stand.
Yeah, we didn't knock the boat off the stands, but
it lodged up under.
It lodged up underneath.
It was stuck underneath that boat.
Yeah.
That.
And the car got impounded by the sheriff. They didn't remove it the next day, so the sheriff did. So. So what I'm asking for from the board is to get permission to spend not to exceed $10,000. On this repair, and also we want to repair additional fence along that side, remove the bushes, put new fence up on that entire side. So the damaged fence that she caused will be under our insurance. So, and then the other fence will be, well, port money. So Travis and I feel that all the work on that fence repair would be under $10,000, we hope.
We're about to include a new gate and...
Well, it'll stop at the gate. The gate will stay. But it'll be from the corner post of the gate all the way to the concrete wall over there. Get rid of all the bushes in front. We're going to have to replace the water line. Right. New barbed wire.
As long as you're doing fence work, you might as well do it all.
Yeah, while you're there.
Do you anticipate putting any blinders in the slots so that, you know...
I'm gonna have to take it.
Or are we worried about, you know, just the general public seeing in? I think it would clean it up if it had some kind of blinder.
We're going to have to take a look at it. There's nothing.
Our cost didn't have the blinder
in it,
but.
It might be something that we want to do. But it's not in this project.
Yeah, the blinder's going to be put in after, you know.
Oh, right.
After put, you know, I can come back for approval or it's under my limit.
If you think you need it, I'm just asking a question.
Well, it's a good point. We might want it. I know for a lot of those boats in there, it's a big windbreak what's there right now.
That's true.
Big windbreak. So.
Anyway, you be careful with the wind blowing against that stuff because it might push the fence over. More weight on it. I've had that happen.
That's what I was going to suggest is if your guys are looking at putting in those slats, that you make sure that your engineer or have the fence folks put in large enough to sustain the wind load.
Right.
Because if you don't, the lighter post will fold right over.
Right.
And by the way, Daniel is an expert on putting blinders in fence, so.
No, that was my wife. I didn't put them in. My wife put those in.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Yeah. The port will proceed with further enforcement action on the vessel owner. What does that mean? This is the boat that we sold that was part of the auction?
No. This is the boat that came out of the basin because it was leaking. And
okay.
Yeah. So.
So
we're going through. They owe yard days. They owe like about $4,000 on their account. So we'll be going to collections. I imagine that's probably where it's going to lead up to. That's where the other things that we're going to go after. But we're going through the procedures of taking ownership of the boat, so we can dispose of it.
Joe, any other discussion?
No.
Wes?
No.
Bang your thumb, Wes?
What's going on
there?
Beyond Easter, I banged it.
Richard?
No.
Okay, can we get a motion to approve the procurement approval for the boatyard fence?
I make a motion to approve the expenditure not to exceed $10,000 for the repair of the damaged boatyard fence. Repair water line, remove bushes, replace worn fencing as needed, and allow the port manager who doesn't need to enter into a contract with contractors to complete the repair.
Second. Gary, roll call, please.
Joe.
Yes.
Wes.
Yes.
Richard.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Roy.
Yes. Action items E, port rates for fiscal year 2019-20. Gary.
I guess I'll just throw it out to the board. Do you have any questions of what I presented so far?
No. I would say that your list of comparisons is pretty exhaustive. and we're pretty much in the ballpark, looks to me like. Fuel may be a little light, but.
Yeah, so if you want to talk, I did call around the other ports about the fuel. Now, as you got to remember, the other ports are in different areas. I don't know where they're getting their fuel from, but Port of Newport, for diesel, they're selling theirs at $3.10 for cash. And then if they're paying for credit, it's $3.20. That's diesel. And then gas is $4.39 at Port of Newport. And that the port doesn't pump it. They lease out the fuel area, so it's a separate company doing that. It's not the port. Port of Charleston, same thing. They lease out their area, and their diesel is $2.97 a gallon, and they don't sell gas. And you can only get up to 1,000 gallons at a time. They didn't tell me you can come back the next day or anything, but 1,000 gallons for one buy. And then I called Crescent City, and that's the same thing. They lease out their area, so the port's not pumping their fuel, but they sell a gas at $4.23 and diesel at $3.55. And they have a tier system, so the more you buy diesel, it gets a little cheaper. And we're selling ours at today?
$2.88
for diesel, and gas at?
Gas were high.
I think
Anybody out here buys gas? It's too expensive, huh?
Can I fill my truck up?
30?
Or, no, 525, 530 or something.
Did they give you any idea what their markup were?
No, they wouldn't. Yeah, when I called, I was talking to the guys actually pumping the fuel, so. Yeah. I don't think they'll tell me their markup.
Yeah. The fuel guys get weird about when you start asking prices. They're a different bunch, too, to deal with.
I know. They would take a question about all the gas in every station in town costs the same.
Yeah.
Okay, I have just one comment question. After listening to Sharon speak, your public comments, are you comfortable with the wording? Is there any wording you would like to change, amend, or?
If the board wants me to add trash to the list, we can add trash to it. I don't know if it's really necessary.
It might be helpful for people to know that they're paying for.
For clarification.
Okay.
And what all goes into that fee.
And then the question about the power, right? Almost all the ports right now have power included in the rates. I think we just see what happens the first year and to make our adjustments the next year.
Can I make a comment?
You Dagger?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Al.
What about the boats that draw, 50 amps versus the 15 amp circuits? They're paying the same?
No. Nobody's paying anymore. It's part of the rates.
It's all the same, though.
So everybody's paying the same thing for the okay. I think that's fair if somebody's using 50 amps and I'm only using 15.
It's included in the rate. It's part of the mortgage rate from now on.
Part of the rate.
Yeah. If anybody abuses it, we'll be eyeballing it. And then we'll deal with the abusers as they come.
Okay.
David Allen.
Just a quick one. When you checked on the gas prices, Gary, are they non-ethanol? Because I know non-ethanol shoots that price way up. Maybe we're non-ethanol and the other ones do have ethanol? Or
I didn't ask if they were marine grade. I'm sure they are marine grade, but I didn't ask that question. I can't imagine them selling fuel.
Unlighted.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised. Keeps your boat repair shops busy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one.
Good.
Good for business. Are there any other questions, discussion, Joe?
No.
Wes?
Nope.
Richard?
No.
Ken?
No.
Can we get a motion for port rates for the fiscal year 2019 approval?
I move to approve the port rates as presented for 2019-2020.
Can I get a second?
I second it.
Gary, roll call, please.
Wes?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Okay, moving on to action items. F, new signs at the boat ramp. Gary?
All right, so this is not on your tablet, but we gave you hard copies. So in your packet, the very first sign here, or very first picture, is what we got going on our ramps. We count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 or 8 different signs. Seems a little confusing. This doesn't look good, as far as I'm concerned. What I'd like to do is just combine the signs into one sign, in which I got a sample one in your packet. Get rid of the redundant worded, redundant signs, and put everything in one sign. So I'm asking permission to remove all these extra signs and put one sign up at each ramp. And we're looking at, I think, 10 signs and about $200 per sign. We made out of aluminum, so.
They're big, 40 inches wide, 48 inches tall.
Right.
Can't miss them.
Perfect.
Yeah. For aluminum, you might be missing.
Right.
Any discussion, Ken?
No.
Richard?
I think this is a good deal. I agree with that. We walk down that ramp, it's kind of...
Signs behind gates and it looks horrible.
Yeah. Any discussion, Wes?
Good idea.
Joe? Okay, can we get a motion for the new signs at the basin ramp heads?
I'll make a motion for new signs.
At?
The basin ramp heads.
I'll second it.
Roll call, Gary?
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Wes?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to your seventh information items. Alphabet A, 2019 port events.
All right, I thought it'd be a good idea just to give the board update on port events, what's coming through my desk, coming over my desk. So this weekend we have the car show happening on the 25th, 26th. On the 25th, they take about a quarter of the parking lot, and the next day on the 26th, they take half the parking lot, thereabouts, of their car show. The 25th is the beginning of the Saturday market, so we're gonna have a Saturday market out here on the 25th. And then, as far as I know, they're gonna be gone. The Saturday market is being done by Checo Brew, which they're having their Rock to Checo, I think, up on Railroad at their facility. So they're not having their 3-day event that they normally have it down here. But they are having the vendors for Saturday market. And then the 4th of July is the next one down the line. That's an all-day event at the Kite Field. I put her agenda in the packet just so everybody knows what's happening. We've talked to Barbara at least 4 times now about the event and just making sure that security's there, traffic control, all of her events and what's going on. So she understands our concerns. Right, Travis?
Yes.
Has she submitted anything in writing?
Yeah, we got a permit. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we've got the firework permit already. I haven't got a permit for her boat parade through the Coast Guard. She's still working on that. And then she's going to have a balloon ride type of thing. I told her, you better get an FAA permit. Yeah.
Like a tether balloon?
Yeah,
like a hot air balloon.
That's a good thing, it doesn't blow here, so.
The first thing I say is at the airports, planes come in right there.
Yeah.
She's got a lot planned. I mean, if all goes well, it's going to be a really cool event.
Yeah.
I mean, if it all gets planned out, it should be a really cool event to have. So we are hopeful, very hopeful for it, that it goes good.
Right.
My only question is, are there going to be alcoholic beverage vendors at this event?
I don't know. There will be.
Yeah, we'll be. She's going to have the area cordoned off. We told her it has to be cordoned off. It has to be per OLCC. Got to have her signs up. We can't take the alcohol out of the area, so.
There will be sheriffs present around that whole area.
My only concern is they're going to be drinking all day. All night.
Yeah, we expressed our concerns with her.
We definitely told her where the port stands with it and that any and all of her event can be shut down at any time for any reason we deem necessary. So,
that's what I mean, drinking at a port event is nothing new.
Exactly.
No. But I feel it's strange too. Sharon, did you just have something to say about the Kite Field?
Well, hopefully it's... I'm on the committee, and she hasn't mentioned anything about alcohol down there.
Okay, but it's not...
So I will have to ask her, because
it's
going to be children there all day, and
right,
children's events,
that's what
and barbecues.
There's women, children, dogs, cats, aunts,
right.
Uncles, grandma, at every port event.
Right.
From 20 years ago.
Yeah, so...
Like our rules simply state you have to follow... all the rules and regulations, OLCC, you know, it's they're following all the city state regulations. We're not, you know, but we do reserve the right to shut it down at any time that we deem it necessary. So,
yeah.
And we've explained that to her, and you know, if the final answer, if there's alcohol or not, I don't know. We just expressed how we want it handled.
Yeah.
And on the beer gardens, are the ports still receiving portions of those?
No.
Incomes, they are not?
No.
At one time we were.
Yeah, but we're out of that business.
Okay, so that goes apart. That went away when the port turned over the events to the event, private organizer. Okay?
Yep.
Okay, great. But Sharon, the reason I asked that is because I assumed right away that maybe you had heard something that there's no alcohol out on the kite field when the kite field's been used for pirate festivals.
Well, that was my understanding, so yeah. That's something I
don't think there's any restrictions on the kite field for alcohol consumption or sales. I think that road's been addressed before, Sharon. I can't tell you all the facts, but I think that it has. Okay. But it would be good to ask Alex, too, you know, if she hasn't mentioned anything to you. Oh, no, I'm not. Barbara.
No, Barbara, right.
If Barbara hasn't mentioned anything to you.
It hasn't been brought up at our meetings either. Right. So.
Now, Barbara may not have, or may not
have. But I know it's a family. We're trying to put on a family event down here, so it just surprises me.
So we can't assume and guess at this moment whether there's going to be alcohol at her event for the 4th of July on the kite field or not.
Right, because we've got bands coming in and all kinds of things.
So maybe Sharon, you could have time.
It's on her flyer.
Does it say
it alcohol? It says Checo Brewing Beer and Beverages.
Well, maybe they're going to be on the boardwalk. So
we'll
figure out where they're at.
Well, there's nothing going on the 4th of July on the boardwalk.
Okay.
On the 6th and 7th, they plan on being here for the Dog Days of Summer. So that's a different event from the 4th of July.
Okay. So any further discussion from the board on port events?
Wes? Yeah, I have no question.
Ken?
The Slamming Salmon, who's doing that?
Chrissy Cooper, that's down the line, but Chrissy Cooper is the one that came to me with her permit to do it. So she submitted a traffic control plan and looks good. Just matter she's, hopefully she has volunteers to do all the traffic control that she plans on doing. So plan looks good.
So we can move on now to Dog Days of Summer.
Yeah, so Dog Days of Summer is on the 6th and 7th of July. They are planning a cardboard boat race. I've talked to them. Actually, I went through the meeting where the board had questions or the new, I guess, making sure we got all the permits covered. So I'm going to have another special meeting with them, make sure he's got everything covered. So that's what he's planning on doing, a little cardboard race. And he's not going to do it outside. He's not going to go down the channel. He's going to do it just inside of our basin, is what he's saying. So
that's good management. Very appreciate that.
Yeah.
Really good.
And then after that is the Oregon Kite Festival is happening on the kite field. That happens every year. The Pirate Festival's planning on August 9th, 10th, and 11th. The raining Cats and Dogs is happening. And then Chrissy Cooper is planning on the Slam and Salmon Ocean Derby. And then the last thing, we got two rain. So which one's right, Danielle?
The September one's right.
Yeah, so August. For some reason that got in the wrong spot. Raining Cats and Dogs. All right. So that's what we got going on for events at the port.
So I have a question for Richard. During the August 29th, September 1st possible Salmon Ocean Derby, Richard, is there a fishery open at that point in time?
There is.
Okay.
That's the
end. Okay, great.
The feed
is closed. Okay, great. Super. All right, is there any further discussion on port events for 2019? Joe?
No.
Wes?
No.
Ken? No. Okay, we're going to move on to information items B, port tenant list. Gary?
Does the board have any questions of what I presented there?
Very nicely done.
I do have a question about lease, Vic.
Well, the draft lease is in their hands. They're reviewing. I'm waiting for them to come back with any comments.
Okay. Sure.
Any other discussion from the board on port tenant list? Joe? Wes?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Gary.
Yep.
Information items C, liveaboard policy. Gary?
All right, liveaboard policy. I guess I'll throw this out first. Does the board have any questions what I presented as information only? If the board wants to proceed on making this a policy, then bring it up to the next meeting for approval.
I definitely think, my opinion is we should pursue a policy.
Yep.
Do you have any comments or suggestions? Or so just so you know, I took three different ports, actually our port, two other ports, and kind of merged their best parts of their policies and made this policy. And then Martha reviewed it, and this is what we got so far. So when Martha gave it back to me, I need to go through it one more time. So there might be some minor tweaks to it, but basically this is what I'll be presented to the board next meeting for approval.
So, or discussion or approval vote. But yep. That'll be at the next meeting on action item, Gary?
Yes.
That's what you're planning on?
Yep.
Any further discussion from the board on liveaboard policy? Joe?
No.
Wes?
No.
Richard?
I do have a question. That houseboat that's sitting down there, that gray houseboat, is that occupied?
Gray houseboat?
Blue? I think it's the only houseboat we have.
The only houseboat that's out there?
Yeah, it would be
Patch. It's, as far as I know, it's not a liveaboard. She stays on it for
she
a couple
comes
days.
She on a weekend sometimes for 2-3 days, and that's it.
Right.
Not very often. I haven't seen her for probably a month now, I'd say. She doesn't come by that often.
She's monitored and robes. She's very protected. She built it back in our boat shed in Brooklyn. We used to have four, and they used to have permits in the state of Oregon. And then the state of Oregon went away, and for a little while, the Port of Brookings maintained those permits. And a lady by the name of Donna Andrews owned all four of them at one time, and then Donna destroyed two of them. Then she ended up selling one that was moved out of here, and then the one Pat, she took the old pontoons and made a new boat. And that's why they don't have permits anymore. I don't know that. I don't know if there would ever be houseboats again, Gary, or it had to be a policy set by the board. And it would start all over.
I would say so.
Yeah, because houseboats do not move under their own power.
Right.
That's what I was getting at. I would discourage that.
Yeah, because they.
I don't have an issue with liveaboard, but houseboat is. Yeah.
Unless it was motorized, like they would do on Lake Shasta or something like that. Okay. Off the agenda.
So one other thing I'd like to bring up, if we're going to go this route for policy, we need to update our ordinance. So we have to go through the ordinance update, which would be a series of meetings. Yeah. So that's all I got on that one.
Martha, you with us on that one?
Yep.
Okay, no further discussion on liveaboard, Joe?
Nope.
Daniel?
I've got one question, and it's about the liveaboard, and it's something that Commissioner Keith brought up. I thought the mortgage policy in the harbor was that all boats must be able to move on their own power.
That is correct.
So how does a houseboat with no power get through?
Because it was grandfathered in because they were permitted by the state of Oregon one time, then they were permitted by the port of Brookings at one time, and then the process of record keeping or whatever. Okay. You know, amongst the other administrations went away, she's the last soldier standing.
So, in the future then, either the mortgage policy or something had to be changed to allow a houseboat that's not able to move.
If agreed by the board, the board decided they would like houseboats in the port. So it doesn't, right now, that houseboat's been in this port for... The policy says all vessels must be able to move under their own power. And if we wanted to go check that tomorrow, we'd be about 50% down.
I agree.
I can tell you, I know.
There's a lot don't know.
So, but good question, Dan, for the public to know, sure.
The reason I brought that up is because if you go north of Portland, mm-hmm. there is a growing plague in Portland with that type of occupied vessel.
Yeah, and on the Nesquan River as
in
well.
In their marinas up there, and it's starting to really take off because it's cheap.
Mm-hmm. As cheap we can, yeah, get away, as you bet.
Yeah.
Okay, we're now going to adjourn out of public session at 6:58.
Does he need to read that?
Tuesday, May 21st, 2019.
Yeah.
You're going to ask the public to step outside.
Roy, before you do that, I think you have to read the...
I will read this right.
Yeah.
As we're going into.
Do you do it now, or...
We read it when we go in.
Or do you want them to read it both times?
Well, we can let the public know what the topics are.
You're out of here.
This is the session of the Brooks Harbor Board of Directors.
Oh, they're not interested.
Well, I still got a handful of them.
I can't hear
you. Stacked up in the record via Port Council.